Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show, final hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies when you're just droning on about stuff. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's the whole thing, by the way, if you missed the show at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. This final hour, we're going to talk. You know what? We actually are going to talk about something I haven't really talked about very much at all, the whole Russia-Ukraine thing. I'm not going to spend long on it. Now let's go do something I rarely do. We'll get back to some emails. We'll talk about the Russia-Ukraine thing, but let's do a little phone call. But I want to remind you of something. Because the show's growing and people are new, and I don't want to be rude to people who don't know better. Longtime listeners know better. When I go to the phones, which I rarely do, get to the point. No, hi, how are you? No, none of that. I'm not going to add thank you for the call. You get to the point and get there quickly. And if the line goes dead, I promise it wasn't your Pure Talk phone, which you should be calling on. If the line goes dead, it's because I'm rude and I hung up the phone. All right? Sean, Denver, go.
History question. I believe when Pearl Harbor was bombed that Hawaii was still a sovereign nation.
Yeah, it didn't become a state till 1959, I think. Yes, it was a sovereign nation. And actually, I'm glad you brought that up. It was very Americanized. It was practically America at the time. But it was very, very, if you listen to guys who lived there at the time, it was very, very Japanese influenced and Asian influenced. And in fact, in order to bomb Pearl Harbor, the Japanese had an extensive, fairly extensive spying network there where people were going up and observing U.S. ship movements and writing them down. It's actually a fascinating story if you ever dig into it. Look, it's actually part of what prompted the Japanese internment camps. We thought, oh, you can't trust these Japanese who are pretending to be American, that kind of a thing. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse Kelly, hey, I'm going to tell you what studio means, but I don't want to give you one of my Jesse Kelly pet peeves. All right, Studio actually is a musical term, if I remember this right. When you look at sheet music, you know, you see all the notes and everything. Studio actually means to bring up the volume slowly, to turn it up. And now, my Jesse Kelly pet peeve, one of them, I'm going to try and keep a list because he catches me by surprise. When you say that you would look at Kristi Noem, she committed an unforgivable sin. During the time of Vax mandate, she said she wasn't going to mandate Vax in South Dakota. But the one thing she did do was say that your boss, your employer, had the right to coerce you into getting a vaccine. And it took quite a bit of undoing to get her to finally change her mind on that.
Oh, you're not wrong about that at all. You're not wrong about that to an extent. I'll say this. You're not wrong about her. You're not wrong about that being horrific. But everyone knows how I feel about COVID lockdowns and vaccine mandates and all the vaccine itself, period, and all this stuff. Everyone knows how I feel. This has been well chronicled. My problem with what you just said is not that it's inaccurate. It's who didn't commit that sin then? I mean, if that's the case, then I can't vote for any of them. Who am I supposed to? Look, I'm not a Kristi Noem fan. I don't have her bumper sticker. I don't even like her, to be honest. I said I'm open because I want them all to compete for my vote. Okay, so I can't vote for Noem because she committed the unforgivable sin. Well, Ron DeSantis locked down his state for a month. He did. He's out there on camera. Said, get the vaccine. It'll protect you. Now, I want to make sure I give him credit. This is the best I can hope for. He owned it and practically cried during a press conference and said it would never happen again. So credit to him. So, oh, okay, I can't vote for Noem because of that. I can't vote for DeSantis because of that. I dang sure can't vote for Trump, who was Mr. Lockdown for a month. I don't care how much he lies about it now. He's on camera saying they shouldn't be opening up. Sweden's stupid for opening up. Lockdown, 15 days. So if that is the unforgivable sin, then none of them can be forgiven. And I'm sitting out the presidential election. That's my problem with that whole unforgivable sin stuff. Johnny, Jersey, go.
Yeah, Jesse, that kid, an interest in history, the 16-year-old, he should look into the Aleutians and the Japanese invading what was part of Alaska.
I bet a lot of people didn't know that the Japanese invaded Alaska and that we had to go. You two didn't know it either, did you, idiots? All right, you know, I may actually do something on that at some point in time. Chris and Michael didn't know it either. The Japanese invaded, quote, mainland Japan, if you consider Alaska that. And we had to fight. It was very, very brief, but a very cold, bitter campaign to get them out of there. Huh. Absolutely true. 877-377-4373. Seth, St. Louis, go.
Jesse, I'm going on the Israel trip. I'm actually going back to Israel. I've been there before. I'm going this time to find out what your car is that you bought, the midlife crisis car. But I'm going to tell you now, you're going to have an issue with the food over there. You're going to have to put your menu whisper on steroids because it's some freaky food.
Okay. All right. Hold on, Seth. I need to be prepared here. What do you mean freaky food? What are we dealing with here? I can eat gyros all day, Seth. All day I can eat gyros.
There's no gyros over there. There's a thing called falafel. That's fried chickpeas. Breakfast is like yogurt and cucumbers and tomatoes. I mean, it's a tough thing. I know. It's going to be tough for you. It's not a meat and potatoes country.
Can I bring hot sauce and stuff? I can bring hot sauce, right? That's not illegal. Chris, do you people allow hot sauce? Are you okay, you do? Is there a Jewish hot sauce? I don't want to offend.
I'm
you know
Jewish.
Me.
I'm Jewish.
Okay. Okay, so I can bring hot sauce. Okay. Am I going to offend the Jews if I bring beef and cheese sticks? Because you know, am I going to offend you people if I bring that, Seth?
No, as long as it's not pork.
Okay, no, it won't. Look, I won't do pork. I won't do pork, all right? All right, I'll do beef and cheese. Oh, man, that's... I might be skinny by the time we get back from Israel, boys. This concerns me because that's the second Jew that's warned me about the food. Chris tells me about it, too. He said, you're not going to do well with the food. And I told him, oh, it's going to be fine. And now that's the second. What, Chris? I don't like falafel? No, I don't like chickpeas, okay? Maybe it's because they're peas. No, I don't like falafel. No, you know what? Forget it, Chris. I'm not going to be lectured on you, Mr. Reuben Bread. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe. So I'm right there with you on painting yourself into a corner with language. The other day, Trump put out a video where he was talking about all of the migrants that were coming across the border. Man, they're illegal aliens. This stuff aggravates me to no end. And you know this because I'm the one that called you out for saying fossil fuel. So I'm all about fighting back, too. For your turbo freaks and Air Force cats, gender studies and whatnot, the whole chromosome denier. That's what you should call them, along with groomers. Chromosome denier.
I don't hate chromosome denier. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Yeah, and but back to the language thing. We all have fallen victim to it. I know I have. Gosh, I talk for 4 hours a day. I know I say things that's commie language that they have manipulated. I know that for a fact. All right. 877-377-4373. Steve in Reno, the biggest little city in the world. Go.
Yeah, well, an hour ago you were talking about piano playing and piano lessons. How come no mention of Ukraine Zelensky? His former job was playing a piano with his privates in his video.
Yeah, I did. I did actually see that video myself. I wish that the gentleman in Reno was lying. But Chris is saying what? Zelensky was an actor before this, like a musical actor and a comedic actor before he became the head of Ukraine. And actually, I'm going to talk a little bit briefly about this Russia-Ukraine thing before I get back to these calls. But there's a video of him doing some stupid comedy skit where he takes off all of his clothes and plays the piano with something other than his fingers. I wouldn't recommend it for the children. I found it to be pretty cringe-inducing myself. But look, hey, what do you want me to tell you? I did a whole lot of things when I was younger, too. I ain't all that proud of. Now, granted, I can't play musical instruments, so I never went that route, right? I can't play with my fingers, let alone that, but I still did a bunch of stuff I'm not proud of. What, Chris? 877-377-4373. We're going to talk just a little bit more about something I don't think anybody's considering, or not enough people are considering. Now, before we check out of here, and we'll come back and get some more of these and have some more fun, let's check in on your health and the doctor's office and how you want to avoid it. We just lost our pediatrician, as a matter of fact. Walked in, our pediatrician, who had previously been good, has reinstituted a mask policy. Okay, so I have a doctor telling me to wear something that doesn't do any good. So I don't have a doctor. I have a system-serving servant. I don't want to go back to the doctor. I don't want to find a new one. I just want to stay away. I have increased the vitamins and minerals in my body and checked my blood work enough now for that reason. I know I'm going to end up back at a doctor. I'm going to die one day, but I want to avoid it as long as possible. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day to help me with that. It's not just about how it makes me feel. It keeps me healthier. Ladies, a female vitality stack. Go to Chalk.com. Chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. So get a subscription, save yourself some money. If you don't like it or it doesn't work, cancel it. It works though. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. I take mine every day. All right, we'll be back with more. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I feel like that was a Friday song, Chris. I'm already in a Friday mood. It's Thursday, but I feel like we're already there. Don't you? You know what has me in such a good mood? There aren't any major stories. I love nights where there aren't any major stories because I get to screw off and do whatever I feel like whenever I feel like it. And that is my specialty, is screwing off. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Get in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. I'll get back to these calls here. You know what? Actually, I feel like doing it now. I want to keep talking history. Bob in San Diego, go.
The significance of the Doolittle raid was not so much minor damage on Tokyo as it was to keep a significant portion of the Japanese fleet around Japan rather than in the Pacific, which led to some serious American victories in naval battles.
100%
so that,
correct.
You know, had repercussions all the way down the road.
100% correct it did. 100% correct. That's a good call right there. John, Alabama, go.
Hey, Jesse. Before the our attack on Japan, when we were on good terms with Japan, the ball teams sent some ball players to Japan on a goodwill tour. Now, among all the top guys like Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, etc., there's a minor league player named Mo Berg. Now, the major league guys didn't know why Mo was really with them, but they liked Mo. There's no problem. Turned out Mo was a spy for the United States. And while they were in Tokyo, Mo was going around the city looking and taking pictures, going up on top of tall buildings and taking pictures of Tokyo in case we went to war with Japan.
Gosh, that's freaking cool. I did not know that. Thank you, John. I love you guys, man. That is freaking awesome. Chris, hear me out. You always make fun of me for saying I could have been a spy. You're telling me I couldn't have been a minor league baseball. No, you in your stupid face, Chris. I'm telling you, I'm like a 6'8" shadow. Oh, what's this tall guy doing here? Man, he's handsome. That's probably what they'd say. And I'd be like, no, just here to play some baseball. I'm just a relief pitcher. So that's a nice skyscraper you got there. Wouldn't mind checking it out there, Honda. What do you have to say? And then I'd slick my way on up there. I could see me doing it. I would blend in Japan like a shadow, Chris. I've done it once before. They wouldn't even know I'm there. 877-377-4373. Tommy in New York, go.
Okay, right after the Doolittle Raid, probably around May of 1942, the Japanese invaded two islands off of the Alaska coast, Attu and Kiska. And there was an army amphibious operation, and it was a long, drawn-out thing. We lost a lot of guys. It was so cold up there that the old three Springfields that they had were actually, the boats were freezing. Originally, it was going to be a Marine Corps operation. My Uncle Vinny was there in Guadalcanal on the 2nd Division, U.S. Marines. And he told me, he said, the Marines almost got called over there, but they had to train for Guadalcanal. So that was the story on that. But it was a brutal operation.
Uncle Vinny from New York was also a Marine. Do I have that right? I bet he was tough as nails, Tommy.
Well, yeah, that was his second tour. His first tour, he was 17 years old in 1930, and he went to Nicaragua with Chesty Puller and fought the Sandinistas. Came back home after that, became a New York City cop. Day after Pearl Harbor, him and all his friends re-upped, and their first operation in the Pacific was Guadalcanal. Then from there, they went to New Zealand and they trained for Tarawa, and he lost all his friends in Tarawa. But he was a hard charging devil dog, man. He raised me.
He passed on now, Tommy? Tommy, is he passed on now?
Pardon me?
Is he dead?
I can barely hear.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah. He passed away back in 73. I lost him then.
We're going to play taps for that man. So let me see if I have this right. He enlists at 17. He goes to the jungles of Nicaragua and fights. He then goes to the NYPD, and then Pearl Harbor happens. He signs up at Pearl Harbor, goes and fights in Guadalcanal. Guadalcanal was a living hell. I'll do something on the Guadalcanal campaign at some point in time. Not now. And then he loses all of his friends in Tarawa. You should know we lost most of our people in Tarawa. We were still learning how to assault from the sea to the land, and we screwed everything up. And we had our guys walking in from the ocean, getting mowed down by machine gun fire. Tarawa, we wouldn't remember it, right, because we're not old enough. Tarawa was a national scandal. It was a national disgrace watching Marines die like that. Shoot, we're gonna play taps for Vinny from New York, huh? Semper Fi, man. Different. A lot of heroes out there, huh? All right. Hey, we're going to get back to these. I'm going to dabble in this Russia-Ukraine thing only because I promised, and we're going to get back to these because I'm actually really enjoying these tonight. I'm having a blast on a Thursday. Remember, always remember this. In the rare occasion where I take phone calls, you get a bonus if you're calling on a Pure Talk phone. If you call on a Pure Talk phone, you get whatever sound from the soundboard you want. You want the rifle cock? Get the rifle cock. You want the shot itself? You get it. You want the cannon? You want the fart? You get whatever you want. But you have to call from your non-communist phone because we don't support Verizon. We don't support AT&T. We don't support T-Mobile. And for no other reason than they don't support us. In fact, they hate us. So save yourself a pile of money. My bill got cut in half. My coverage is exactly the same as it was before. And I send cell phone money every month now to a company that shares my values. It takes 10 freaking minutes to switch over. They're wonderful, too. They only hire Americans for customer service. It's just, it's awesome. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Let's support the companies that support us, huh? All right. So apparently we're going to keep it rolling with the history stuff tonight. I love it that the show is just completely gone. It's completely gone down in flames and no one cares. Everyone loves it. So this Russia-Ukraine thing, let me touch on this really quickly. The headline is a bunch of Ukrainian officials got fired because they blew $100 billion on sports cars and mansions and luxury vacations and things like that. And you know I don't spend a lot of time on this Russia-Ukraine thing. I'm going to spend, give me 2 minutes on it, and then we'll get back to more fun, okay? Just hang on. As long as it was deep,
yeah. We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoyt, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better.
And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my son. Always be a good boy. Don't ever play
it is
with
the
guns,
Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get to this real quick Russia-Ukraine thing here in a second. Then I'm going to get back to these calls. I'm totally enjoying these tonight. I'm in a little brief fight with the wife that's still carrying on right now. This is the basis for the fight. I might as well let you in. This is what's happening. My dog, Fred, I've told you before, he's an idiot. All right? There's no question about it. Whatever IQ the average dog has, Fred's IQ is far below that. Far, far below that. But he is an affectionate puppy. He demands affection and attention all day long. He's not even a puppy. He's two and a half years old. And it's to the point where if everyone isn't home, all four people have to be home, he'll lay by the door and whine. As if something is wrong, somebody's dying, it's the end of the world. And she's texting me, accusing me of being the one who did that to the dog, when she's the one who snuggles with him all the time. Do I snuggle with him on occasion? Yeah, when he throws himself at me because I have no choice. And he sits there and looks up at you with those eyes and you have to snuggle with the idiot. But she's the one who's done this, not me. I just want to clarify that. Maybe I'll stop giving him rough greens. Right? Then he won't live as long. What, Chris? I'll do it. Look, I have a choice. I can continue to pour rough greens on his food every single morning for breakfast, and then he'll probably live longer because all the probiotics and omega oils and things like that, and the fact his energy is way better, and he doesn't get ear infections anymore, which is actually really nice. Or I'll just take the rough greens away, get him checked out of here pretty soon. I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep giving my dog rough greens. Are you? They have free trial bags right now. You know that? Free trial bags. Oh, you pay the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. R-U-F-F. Chris, I don't know if you realize it. That's for like the dog's bark. Like rough, rough. I know you didn't, so I had to catch you up. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Another thing I want to address real quick before we get back to these calls. Okay, so a bunch of Ukrainian officials are blowing all of our money. This is easily predictable. I would like a straight answer from somebody why we can't audit the money. Remember, I don't care about it. My only heart in this whole thing, I hate the Ukrainian leadership. I think they're all corrupt scumbags. I hate Russian leadership. I think they're all corrupt scumbags. That whole region is ugly. I care about the civilians of Ukraine. That's what I care about, the people who've had their lives ruined. We can't audit the money? And if we can't audit the money, why can't we audit the money? Because it sure seems like we might need an audit if we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. Doug in Pennsylvania, go.
Doug, Reading, Pennsylvania. A little tidbit for the doctor and all the interns out there. Follow me on the lineage. My mother's 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 sister's son was on board one of those craft that went over Japan. Prior to achieving their goal, it was shot down. Went in a farmer's field. The farmer and his family went out, tried to help the survivors. All of them died. They buried him, created a monument for him. I think the monument is still there. Later on, in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a TV show in L.A. They brought the families of the pilots and the co-pilots, you know, all the flight crew, and the farmers' surviving family to this TV show. They did like a little mini series on it for a couple days, and you know, it was like a tribute to both our Air Corps and that Japanese family that took care of the crew that went down over there.
That is extremely cool. As you know what, as a little, I'm going to add a little end note. By the way, if you missed my hour-long history story earlier, you have to download the whole, you have to do the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I'll add one thing at the end. Remember, I was talking about the Japanese reprisals after the whole thing and all the torture and death and everything else. It's actually really sad. Our guys, because they were so appreciative of being rescued by these farmers, by the missionaries, by the guerrillas, they were getting rescued, they were being aided. Our guys would give them things as little trinkets. It could be a pack of cigarettes. It could be a little medal. It could be some whatever, a little keepsake. Hey, thank you for helping me. And how sad is this? The Japanese, as they were ransacking everything, the trinkets were the dead giveaway of who should be tortured in order to find out who helped. And so they're digging through, you know, this missionary's home, this one guy, one poor soul. They found a trinket on him. They wrapped him up in blankets and dumped kerosene on him and made his wife light him on fire. Like, it's that, it was that kind of horrible stuff. Death by the trinket, right? Our guys trying to, everyone trying to do the right thing. These people trying to help us because we're trying to help them, us trying to give back. And in the end, evil used it for evil. Crazy, right?
It's crazy.
Ruby, Atlanta, go. I love that name, Ruby.
Jesse, remember you recently told us about how Jeff Sessions pushed Biden's hand away from his daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
And that a woman accused him of rape before the election, and that went nowhere. And remember how he kissed and nuzzled women and sniffed their hair? Well, Biden's daughter's diary was taken from a flop house. We know this. The daughter's name escapes me, but I was shocked to hear that she was or is still a druggie at 41. So two children, druggies. So who retrieved that diary? A man did, and I don't know whatever happened to him. Maybe you guys could check it out.
Here's what happened with the diary. Here's just a heads up. Her daughter's name is Ashley, by the way. Ashley Biden is not somebody we're going to talk about a lot on the show because she has had apparently a rough life. She's in a rough spot. So this is not somebody we're going to pick on here just because her dad's a dirtball. There is allegedly a diary. Project Veritas got a hold of the diary and could not verify it. That doesn't mean it's not real. It means they couldn't verify the diary. So I never really talked about it on the show. I really, frankly, dismissed most of it because in that diary, allegedly, there are some really damaging things about Joe Biden and how he conducted himself with his daughter. I'll put it that way. I never gave the diary very much credence until the Federal Bureau of Investigation started kicking in the doors of journalists who had the diary. That's when I knew the diary was verified. The diary became real and accurate the second Joe Biden sent the checka after anyone in possession of it. You know why? Because if you're the king and somebody has a book about you that's full of lies, you don't concern yourself with the book of lies. You concern yourself with the book of truths. You send the checka after somebody who can hurt you. The book of lies can't really hurt you. That is the deal with all that. Gary, San Diego, go.
I'm in San Diego now, but I went to school at UC Santa Barbara. It's a college up in California. And when I was there, I was surprised to learn that the Japanese actually attacked a local beach in Santa Barbara soon after Pearl Harbor.
Correct. This is a famous story in the Santa Barbara era. Nothing major, by the way. I forget what they hit, like a water tower or something like that. It was a submarine that surfaced in California and fired, not torpedoes, they were firing, you know, Japanese submarines, all submarines, well, main submarines, have guns, or at least they had guns on the deck, like a naval deck gun, but a lot smaller. They were shooting those guns at America.
Yeah, that's 100% true. How about that?
How about that? Chris, New York, final one for tonight. We got to get to other stuff. Go, Chris.
Hey, Jesse Kelly, man. First of all, God bless all of our fallen soldiers. Without them, we'd have nothing. But to lighten up the mood, I just want to know, when are you going to admit that you like Phil Collins? Chris played Susu Sulia during the break, and you were like thinking, hey, what's that song? I like that song. I'm a musician.
I'm man enough to admit that I like Phil Collins. I'm man enough to admit that I like Phil Collins. You know why I like Phil Collins? Because I like America. That's why. And I I understand that he's not actually American, but as an American, I automatically associate all good music, all famous music, it's American. Why? They all sound American when they sing anyway. I don't know why that supposed British accent seems to disappear when you sing. Led Zeppelin? American. Rolling Stones? American. Beatles? American. They're all American as far as I'm concerned. You know why they're all American? Because they're great. Actually, not the Beatles. They kind of suck. But we're not going into that right now. All right. We are going to go into headlines I didn't get to. Then we're going to check out of here. And when we check back in tomorrow, it's going to be Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Sound like a plan? Good. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. There's some story out of Florida that's heartbreaking right now. Some story out of Florida. Some dude, 87 years old, survived the Holocaust. And he ended up getting scammed over this year-long romance scam by this chick. And this chick's, she's, I don't judge. Everyone is built different. God made us all different. She's a little bigger, right? She's definitely a little bigger, for sure. And I ain't judging her, right? But just imagine how heartbreaking it would be to survive the Nazi death camps just to get taken down by your desire to wrestle heavyweight. How brutal would that be, man? Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show, and tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours. The questions you email in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. They're already coming in hot and heavy like that romance scam chick in Florida. Bring them on. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I need to clarify something because she actually, that story reminded me of this. I tell you a lot that you need to make sure, especially in these crazy times, that you need to make sure you have an emergency 3-month food kit available for everyone in your home. But I should clarify, you do, and everyone in your home does. She could probably get by with a month, all right? I would say she'll probably, what, Chris? She probably will be okay for a month. You, though, make sure you, everyone in your family needs 2,000 calories a day. My Patriot Supply will deliver that to your home fast and free and anonymously. I will actually, if she's listening to the show, reach out. I'll see if they'll get you a 1-month supply at a reduced price. Everyone else, though, it's $200 off the 3-month emergency food kit right now at My Patriot Supply. All right, go to MyPatriotSupply.com, get your emergency 3-month food kit. Now, I'm going to address this real quick before we get to headlines I didn't get to. Pelosi dumped Google stock weeks before the Justice Department unveiled an antitrust lawsuit. This is something, there are many, many great organizations out there on the right now, and frankly, just kind of nonpartisan ones who track this stuff. Because Republicans do this, and Democrats routinely do this. People in the House, people in the Senate will buy stock, or this is how they do it too. Their husband or their wife will buy stock or sell stock at just the right time. Oh, well, you know what I'm tired of now? Google. They're not going anywhere. Anyway, let's get rid of that, Paul. Paul, are you there? Paul, are you playing with a hammer again with your friends, Paul? Anyway, no, seriously, but so she dumps it, and this stuff happens a lot. Remember, this is federal corruption. It's just a Washington, D.C. version of what happens in your town. Jesse, not my town. You don't understand. We got a small community here, family community. Oh, it happens in your town. That city councilman, what's he make? What's he drive? Interesting. You can find out those things. What's he make versus what's he drive? What's he make versus how's his house? Where does he live? The city manager? Man, got a real nice house over there. He must have some investments somewhere. That's how local corruption works. Local corruption, it's money in envelopes straight out of the movies. Federal corruption actually doesn't work that way. They have so many new laws that pop up and regulations, and they're always monitoring their stocks and things like that. So they do all their federal corruption legally. No. I'm not taking envelopes under the table of money. No, of course not. No, I would never do such a thing. Hey, Paul. as soon as you're done with your friend David, would you mind unloading that Google stock? I got word from the DOJ. Some information is going down. That's federal corruption. All right. Got a bunch of these. Hang on.
And now...
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Vermont Supreme Court upholds non-citizen voting. We not only fill up our country with illegal immigrants, we give them driver's licenses, free schooling, free health care, Xboxes, and in states now, more than one now, around the United States of America, they're allowed to vote in our election. No country in the history of the world would conduct itself this way when it comes to illegal immigration. And it goes to show just how broken and far gone the communists are in this country. Even in the Soviet Union, they wouldn't have been extending voting rights to anyone trying to get in. Yet, that's what we do here, because we're not interested in being around another 100 years. So now, these people are burning it to ash as fast as they can. Migrants, there's that word again, busted for shoplifting in New York won't be deported unless they're convicted. Wow. Along the same lines, one, they're illegal immigrant dirtballs. They have no right to be here whatsoever. Two, you shouldn't have to shoplift to get deported. Simply showing up here when you're not a citizen should get you deported. In fact, it should get you turned away. Once we find you here, then you get deported right away. And that's not harsh. That's how a normal country operates. It is normal to deport illegal immigrants. All of them, even kids, even women. All you, get on the plane and get gone. Back to where you belong. 29-year-old woman charged after allegedly posing as a student at a New Jersey high school. I've got to be honest. I don't understand the why. I don't understand. Who wants to go back to high school? And I say this as somebody who rarely attended class, meaning I had a blast in high school. I still wouldn't want to go back. Although it would be fun to go back and bully the nerds now. No, I'm kidding. No, Chris, why would you want to go back? The Matthew McConaughey thing, the failure to launch thing. Maybe that's it. High school, gosh, who wants to go back? That's the worst time of your life. Mind-blowing illegal immigration under Biden approaching 1% of the total U.S. population. And here's a reminder to you that Republicans are, they do this all the time. Republicans do this all the time. They talk about Joe Biden and the border and illegal immigration, and they talk about how he's failed. Joe Biden's failed at the border, guys. Or Joe Biden is his incoherent border policy. I see this one all the time. Or Joe Biden hasn't figured out the border. What are you talking about? He's doing all this on purpose. He hasn't failed. This isn't an oopsie. It isn't incoherent. Joe Biden and the anti-American communists who surround him are intentionally flooding America with drugs and illegal immigrants because they want to burn America to ash. It's not complicated. You don't have to keep giving the same people the benefit of the doubt when they keep, quote, screwing up. Oh, whoops, Joe made another boo-boo. He didn't make another boo-boo. He's a dementia-riddled old half-corpse who is being completely controlled by a bunch of communists who are further to the left than Vladimir Lenin, and they are intending to do what Vladimir Lenin could never quite pull off, and that is bring down the evil West, most definitely the United States of America. We are flooding this country with illegal immigrants on purpose! They're doing it on purpose! Oh, build the wall, it would work! They know it would work. That's why they're not building the wall! Come on, shape up here. Almost half of Americans think we're already in recession. Here's how to prepare if they're right. Oh, thanks. I'm definitely going to go to CNBC, who was out there touting lockdowns and everything else. The reason we're going into a recession was the moronic response to coronavirus. All right, you know what? I can't take it. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm going to show up here and we're going to have fun. All right? That's all.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lydie Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from Jomboy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from Jomboy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.